Pickaxe.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers. Welcome back to A Rogue's Gambit, our 11-part mini-series in the brand new Dragon Heist module. We're sponsored by Idle Champions of the Forgotten Realms, and in the time that we've been gone, you've given us over 100 dice to add to our ability checks and saving throws. But don't worry, Mark has upped the difficulty of this episode, so we're going to need each and every one. Anyway, check the description of this episode to play the game and help us in future episodes. Today, the team are finishing up the Ishtar facility and heading off towards the Icon. Catcher. Let's play the episode. Let's play A Rogue's Gambit.
We really hope we're live.
We really want
to be live.
So we've been streaming for the last 11 minutes.
Yeah.
But there was no stream.
We did the whole thing. We did an intro.
We had some really hilarious jokes.
Five-star jokes.
Probably some of the funniest stuff we've ever done.
That it's still not
live. It is live, don't worry.
Is it live?
On both now?
I can see both as live.
Welcome to High Rollers, Diddy. This has really deflated my intro.
We were so energetic, it was...
We can do it. Hello! Welcome to High Rollers, A Rogue's Gambit.
Again.
We're live now, again. I'm Mark Humes, the Dungeon Master, recently shaved because we did a Halloween episode of our regular show where I dressed up as Bowsette, top meme, lol. We also have Chris Trott, Kim Richards, who's sick, Tom Hazel.
Hello!
Katie's not feeling very well, so she's not here. Rhiannon's away. I also asked Alex Smith from Hat Films, but he said he'd rather play Red Dead Redemption 2, and he's got to be up early or something tomorrow.
He doesn't know. What we've been through as the Harper agents.
I know.
No, it's crazy.
So,
speaking of,
let's do a quick recap. These guys are playing as Harper agents. They've been sent to the city of Waterdeep to locate a massive treasure hoard, 500,000 gold dragons.
Woo.
That's a gold coin in Waterdeep. So there's 500,000 gold coins. That was secreted into a vault. Secreted is the right word, but it's a weird use of...
Excreted.
No, that's, but secreted is when you secrete something. Locked away in a vault by Lord Neverember, who was the previous Open Lord of Waterdeep. And then he hid all of the knowledge. The only clue that leads to its current location is a stone called the Stone of Galore. The party had the Stone of Galore in their possession for a brief time, but it was lost.
I touched it.
You did touch it.
Taken away by a construct called a Nimble Rite, which the party lost into the metropolis that is
Aquam did.
After such, Bertie was arrested, taken to a maximum security prison. The other remaining members of the party went to Lariel Silverhand, the current Open Lord of Waterdeep, requesting that Bertie be released, and also seeking a bit of advice and help in locating the stone and the Nimble Rite. She agreed, but they would need to complete a small task for her first, and so they were sent to a facility owned by Acquisitions Incorporated, the Ishtar facility, to determine if the adventuring company is up to no good. The party did so. And in doing so, they are currently underway, going through serious numbers of checks. Sorry, I'm trying to get my notes up so that I can carry on in a second.
Okay.
They did so and are nearing the end of the facility, having gone through various trials and tribulations. Their reward is a number of magic items when they complete it. However, unknown to them, Bertie had already escaped from prison with a number of magic items of his own.
Look at all of these goods.
With all those goodies.
I'm the best adventurer.
Yeah. I've been using the new Gale Force 9 magic item cards as well. So they're pretty cool. You'll get to see them in a minute, Chris Trott. Stop peeking over my screen. I think that's everything. We made lots of jokes about a chandelier. We sang chandelier. It's gone now.
Just do it now.
And then Fleur got across the acid pit by swinging on a chandelier. It was so much funnier earlier.
Really funny.
It's really
the
good.
First time round.
I'm so sad that we lost that star.
It's okay.
But we are caught up.
Caught up. So now it's time to play.
A Rogue's Gambit.
A Rogue's Gambit.
Tom is currently playing Tugglebuck Candlecoop.
Tugglebuck Candlecoop.
Who's a gnome wizard that was assigned to the party to help them in the Istar facility. And we find the party on the other side of the AFL Memorial Acid Pit, staring down a corridor leading to another room.
Mm.
What would you all like to do?
Well, I come up. I've got a doppelganger somewhere. I hear myself all the time.
I could hear that. That was amazing.
Is that the acid getting through? Is it corroding?
You're so powerful. You're such a good spy.
You're terrible.
What?
You're the worst Harper agent there is. Hey, you still got to prove yourself.
I think I proved myself plenty in that acid pit. I flung you across the thing, hit the gong.
Unconscious.
Turns out the gong was a bad idea. Who puts a gong the other side of an acid pit?
Hope you learned your lesson.
Well, yeah.
So now, you gotta prove yourself once again.
Aww.
And go through the next room.
What?
By yourself.
By myself?
By yourself. Scout ahead. Sometimes you gotta do things alone, you know?
Oh, I mean, will you like me after that?
Absolutely not. If anything, I'll probably hate you more.
Wow.
Mate, could you just pull your turtleneck down just a
smidge? Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit breezy down there, mate.
Sorry. I kinda lost all my stuff, remember?
I bet you got a disadvantage where I can't look down. You know how dogs can't look up?
Dogs can look up.
I strictly cannot look down.
Piss off, mate. Dogs can look up.
Yeah, but they can't arch their necks upwards, can they?
Hey, if Aquamamba says it, then it's the truth.
Stop sucking up. I hate you more.
I'm not sucking up. Oh, God.
Get through the door!
Okay.
So you go up on your own.
Uh-huh.
And go through the door.
I suppose.
And you're going to wait by the acid pit.
Just folding my arms.
Right.
Mamba.
I'm watching.
Mamba, mate.
Yes.
I just want to say, I know I've been a little bit rough on you on these trials, you know, just like stealing all your gold and stuff like that. Just fun banter, isn't it, mate?
Absolutely. If you don't die by the end of this, I might shake your hand.
Excellent.
And take all my stuff back.
I just
stab you in the back.
I just want to say, thanks for giving me the kiss of life there, mate. You're
it
a real pal.
It was not a kiss.
I felt it.
It
brought me back.
First aid. Check.
It brought me back from the other side. I heard you serenading me away from the light.
I was absolutely not serenading you.
It was wonderful.
Following protocol to get a teammate back to increase my chance to survive anyway.
I just want to say thank you and
he's scooted up.
Candle fuck, what you doing?
So you open the door, uh-huh. And you step inside, and inside you see a large, quite fancy looking room. There are several big plush comfy chairs. There are vases with flowers. There's a nice painting of some kittens behind a wooden
Aww.
Desk. But there is also, at the far end of the room, a large archway covered in arcane runes.
Oh.
And as you step inside, a familiar voice crackles from a metal grill. The final test of the Istar facility focuses on your ability to negotiate contracts for adventuring and acquisitional jobs on behalf of the company. We want you to be prepared as possible for this important step in your adventuring career. Please take a seat whilst we summon a contract. And there is a strong sound of static as magical sparks erupt from the nearby grill and the archway, which begins to hum and thrum with life.
Oh.
And a portal appears, and stumbling from it, you see what probably would have once been a man in a very nice suit. Very kind of well-kept hair, little spectacles on the end of his nose. However, he is now hideously dead and reanimated as a zombie as he begins lurching towards you. Can you roll initiative for me, please?
Just me. Okay.
Well, let's have everyone roll initiative.
Very well.
Did the door close behind me?
No, it has not closed behind you.
Initiative.
19.
All right, I haven't asked you for it yet.
19.
And then I'll have to just make up some stats for Fleur, so. Alright, stop telling me. You got 19. Cool. Boomer.
4.
Poor Fleur gets a 3. Tug.
8.
Well, Aquamamba! You hear, you kind of hear the voice echo down from the corridor. It's not very far ahead of you. And you see the kind of glow of magic emanate from the archway. What would you like to do?
You best deal with that. It's going to be a real problem if it kills you.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
So Aquamamba's go. So Tugglebuck is, in fact, you afterwards.
Well, in that case, I do have the ability to still cast spells, right?
Yes, we will say that you can. You keep your arcane focus. Right.
Man, I lost my Wand of Scorching Rays.
You did.
And your potions.
In that case, I don't have any, like, attack spells, Mark. Why didn't you give me any attack spells?
I did. I gave you Catapult and some cantrips, I think.
Okay.
What more do you want? You're an adventuring wizard.
I mean...
Wizard.
Figure it out. Use your ingenuity.
Look vulnerable.
Can my speech just then be bardic inspiration?
Yeah, sure.
I think he would see inspiration in that.
Yeah, so you get D6.
Okay,
I mean, so to a roll.
Color spray
you get
is
a D6.
Attack spell, isn't it?
I don't know. Tell me what it does. Tom Hazel, would you like a player's handbook to look up what color spray does?
Yes, please. Thank you. Because I've got color spray, and I think that's the highest level spell I have.
Color spray.
Well, like the highest level attack spell I have, anyway.
It's like graffiti them.
C-O, control, contagion, conjure, compel, commune, clairvoyance, commune, color spray. Oh my god.
Tom Hazel's greatest enemy.
So, a dazzling array of flashing coloured light springs from your hand. Roll 6d10. The total is how many hit points the creatures...
Okay.
Okay.
Pass me the player's handbook.
And
you're going to cast that, right? So you move up and you cast colour spray on this thing.
Great negotiating, asshole!
Who
says it's bad?
Well, it's a zombie thing.
You're already also casting it.
The speaker's fizzled. Remember?
Carry on.
You do you.
Okay, yep. So 6d10.
1, 10, 11, 12. 17, 27, 28.
28. So you, and I believe it is a, this is a 15-foot cone, so you move up within 15 feet of this thing.
Cool, yeah.
And then, ha! You from your hand, a prism of colour erupts and spreads across this undead creature. And as it fades, the creature kind of looks at you with dead eyes. Bad contract!
So it is actually part of the trial. I thought the trial... Flazzed out.
It moves up towards you.
Flazzed.
And it basically... New deal. Fist. It smacks you in the face.
Oh, God.
Does a 19 hit you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So you take... well, how many hit points are you on?
I mean, it says I've got 20 max. I would have lost a lot from the last one.
Did you not write down, like, your damage?
Yeah.
What is this?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I did, actually. I've still got 20 left. I've got, like, 5 left.
How do you know what happened? Why is it not written down, Tom?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I'm sure I wrote... unless I took no damage. Let's just say I did, and I've only got 5 left.
No, let's say you didn't take any damage.
Okay. What?
It's not going to massively matter in a minute.
Just
you
kill
take
him.
7 bludgeoning and then 7 necrotic, so that's 14.
Oh my god,
and
okay.
It punches you again. Although that's only a 9 to hit you the second time.
It doesn't hit me.
So this undead fist just slams into your cheek.
Oh my god.
You feel like life energy being pulled off you as this undead hand just slaps you. And you notice that as it hits you, it is like in its hand is like some sort of piece of parchment, which you briefly glimpse has got like legal writing on it, and it's clutching them in its hands.
Oh, okay. I sign it. Bonus action, sign it as it flies past me.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
You're like a dazed, like, scroll with your own blood. Like, what are you using?
I don't know. Just. Oh, wait. That's why I didn't write it down. Because I was playing on D&D Beyond. I'm downed. I did actually take 15 damage. I had 5 left. I wasn't lying.
So you're unconscious.
I'm unconscious.
Oh. Okay, great. Boomer.
Did he sign the contract?
No, I'm
no,
down.
No,
he went down.
He was unconscious.
Also, it was swinging past me. Like, there's no way I could have.
I'm on 1 health point.
Okay, great. What are you doing?
So you're
currently with an acid pit behind you. You can see down this short corridor into a room where there is a zombie. Watch as Tugglebuck is like, yeah! And all this colourful magic erupts and it just looks at him and just punches him in the face.
Hey, Mumba, if I give you this gold medal, will you go deal with this?
Absolutely.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
I'll put it on. I'll put it on you ceremoniously.
Okay. So that's Boomer's turn is putting a medal on Axel Mumba.
Yep. And I'm just going to stand slightly behind
just
him.
Fleur looks at both of you and just pulls her gun out, starts making sure it's loaded, aims down the corridor and takes a shot at this thing.
And kills it.
Sure, we'll say that hits. I don't have a stats, but I roll an 18.
So. Yeah, that'll hit.
Yep, it takes a bunch of damage as this bullet kind of thuds in. It's like, bruh, aggressive negotiation.
It wasn't even slightly dazzled by the colour spray?
No.
Is he just covered in colour as well?
No, it just kind of is like a big beam of light and then it just evaporates.
Can I see the player's handbook and find out what the hell colour spray actually does?
It blinds it. You have to basically do enough over its total hit points.
Cool. Read that.
Aquamumba.
My apologies.
Are you going to move into the room?
Yeah.
Okay.
My arms open.
Okay.
I would be more than willing to discuss the negotiation proceedings for the contract, charm person.
He says that out loud.
So you go up, you walk in, you're like, oh, man, and then you cast this spell. And as you cast the spell, it's like something, just like a little bit of tidbit of knowledge. As the spell leaves your hands, this magical energy fades out of you, that it is a zombie, and the undead can't be charmed, because they're zombies.
Yeah, shit.
Well, it looks down, it's like, good, no negotiator. And it starts bringing up its fist.
Very well. I feel like we've lost our negotiation standing.
Moment.
Let me just make a death save for you there.
Yeah, please. That's exactly what I'm asking for. Hey, 17, that's all right. Yeah. You pass.
Bam.
The zombie turns on Ankle Mamba. It's like, no deal! No deal!
What?
24 to hit.
Yeah!
Hits. 7 bludgeoning.
Do I get plus 20 AC with my golden medallion?
No.
Nope.
7 bludgeoning, 7 necrotics. That's 14 total.
I'm absolutely down!
Get knocked what unconscious.
Is this thing going to kill us?
It starts moving down the corridor towards Fleur and Boomer.
No!
But it kind of like lingers at the front. It's like, come to office! Don't make come out there! Boomer.
Can I just revive my friend and then we'll come to your office?
Friend in!
Friend in?
He's like pointing at Thingy who's
at his feet. In the room.
Yeah, he has to move into Cast Town Person.
Can you like not hit me?
Make a persuasion check. This is a negotiation. So far, your negotiations have been color spray.
Oh, no!
Natural one. Oh, my God.
Can you not hit me, you prick?
Hitting primary form of negotiation.
In which case, can I throw a... Can I throw a fireball at him?
Yes.
I would like, so I've had 3 beads on this necklace, right?
Yep.
So I'm just going to go, fuck it. And just take one of the beads from the necklace and throw it at him.
Great. You took off this little orange bead, you throw it into the room, and a fireball erupts around the creature. Roll 8d6 damage for me, please. Aquamumba and Tugglebuck, mark a death save.
Sorry.
Isn't that automatically
a crit? Oh, I should have taken
the dice. No, it's a melee attack within 5.
1, 2, 3.
You can't add dice to damage. It's 1
thing. No, but I need more d6. You need,
yeah. Just,
can you pass me your d6?
It's 8d6 damage.
8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
2 more?
8.
Oh, nice.
That's a lot
6,
of damage.
12. Someone math 27. Me. My brain is on fire.
27?
And then plus...
27.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've gone cross-eyed.
The fireball erupts. Out of interest, what's your maximum hit points?
Oh, shit.
My max hit points.
What would your maximum hit points normally be?
23.
20. Oh, close. If it was 27, it would have to do 40 points of damage to KO you, basically. But it's still a death saving throw each. As you get hit by an attack. Saving. Your body's just... You don't get dex saving throws. Well, you automatically fail dex saving throws. Yeah, okay. Incapacitated. So your bodies are, like, thrown up against the wall as this fireball just erupts in the room. The smoldering corpse is still standing.
What?
But it kind of nods its head. It's like, fireball, good negotiation. Great job.
Does it look like it's going to attack me again?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Negotiation continue. Fleur will take another shot and hit. I'm not doing too much more damage. It's just like, poof, not bad. And it just kind of stumbles in towards you down the corridor. But it's now between you and the room, and it's lurched down the corridor and is coming towards this tiny, like, 10-foot wide platform
above
the acid pit that you're currently stood on. Mm. Aquamumba, death saving throw, please.
Sorry, bud.
Oh, 10.
10, that's a pass.
I'm going to die if I can.
Tucklebuck.
Death save?
Yeah. I've got two of three.
Please roll a one.
8.
That's a fail.
Oh, I'm one away. Wait a minute, are we playing with injury?
You're only on one. You should only be on one, because you went down, and then you got hit automatically, which is only one. It's only two if it's a melee attack. So you're on one.
But I got exploded.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the... You automatically failed that one. He's now got two. Because you got one from the fireball, and you've just rolled a fail.
And I've already saved one.
So you've got one success and two failures.
I'm going to suck up to you again. Are we playing with the injury table?
We are. I'm not going to roll it for you. You're a nobody NPC.
Could I see?
Sure. So make a...
I would pass.
Hey, sorry for jumping into the middle of the episode. Don't worry, this isn't a mid-episode ad. We're not going to start doing that anytime soon. Buy our merch. Just letting you know that at this point of the stream, something crapped out somewhere and we had to restart a little bit. I'm not 100% certain how much was lost, but you shouldn't have missed much. Just in case, though, sorry, I guess? Anyway, I'll leave. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
Hello, we're back. Sorry about this. We are having some technical problems today. Don't know what's going on. Just gremlins in the PC.
Halloween curse.
Curse. We'll go back a little bit. So the party are currently in the final room of the Istar facility where a zombie contract negotiator has appeared to test them on their final test. Tugglebuck is currently down on two failed death saves.
Two failed saves and one success.
And Aquamumba is down with one success and one failure. Fail. The zombie, the contract zombie, has now moved up onto this 10-foot by 5-foot ledge, I would say, above the Aelfell Memorial Acid Pit, has grabbed Boomer, and now Boomer is about to make an acrobatics check to try and break free. And Kim has picked up a lot of dice.
I don't want to die like this!
Tom and Trot have both forgotten that they can use the dice.
Yep.
Oh! Whoa. So 19, 20 on just normal dice.
Yeah. I mean, add it up, because I'm interested.
6. So I've got all the sixes.
Okay, so that's 12, 24. That's a lot. That's a million.
Stop moving them, then I'll do it.
24, 30.
My math brain is not mathing today. So I've got 20...
Let Tom do it.
56?
Yeah. Oh. Funnily enough, that's enough, actually. You watch.
56 and D6.
You need above a 20. You wriggle yourself free as this thing goes to pick you up. It's like, contract bath time! And tries to dump you into the acid, and you kind of scoot along his back.
Ferret around.
Yeah, you kind of ferret away. And he'll just turn around, and with his second attack, he just kind of tries to punch Fleur, basically.
Can I push him?
On your turn, sure.
Okay.
So 4 will take 14 points of damage herself, which I don't believe is enough to knock it out. And then after the zombies go, it is indeed your turn, Boomer.
Use 13 dice.
13?
What? Oh
yeah. We've got 105. We don't spend them.
Yeah, can I push him into the...
Sure, that sounds like a strength check.
Well, is it strength? If I hit him with a great club, like my baseball bat...
Yeah, strength. Right? You're using your strength to push him.
More dice, bam.
So just a straight up strength.
Straight up strength check, I think.
Six, seven, eight. You needed it, holy crap.
5, 10, 15.
20, 26, 29, 30.
I had 20.
And then plus 3.
I had 24. So you do it.
I did it!
Yeah, so you kind of like, with the great club, you just smack it as it stumbles forward, falls into the acid pit, which I'm going to check on how much damage it does.
Acid heals the undead. It's weird.
Why do you talk?
I don't know.
So it falls in and it immediately begins bubbling, but it's still in there. It's like, good, great contract, good move. And it's trying to get out. Flood will take advantage of the fact that it's flailing about in acid and will, with advantage, just try and point black shoot it in the face. We'll hit. Do another 10 points.
Can I use my bonus or anything to help one of these?
Yeah, if you... nice. Well, no, you'd have to move up to them.
Well, can I use my movement to move
Yeah, I'd say so, but it's a full action to do medicine and stuff like that.
Okay, but at least I'm...
Yeah, you can move up to them so you're ready for the next turn.
I guess Aquamamba, so...
You go to Aquamamba first.
Yeah.
Okay. So we go to Aquamamba.
You're further in the room!
You're an NPC.
I thought
Death saving throw. No, you rolled it. It was a 10 anyway.
It was a 10.
So you get success.
There's... Shit. So many dice!
Shit.
One success.
Or more.
Chuckle buck.
I mean, you said I'm an NPC and now I feel bad, so I'm not going to use the dice.
Oh, come on.
No. Chuckle buck dies because you insulted me IRL.
Well, this is, if you get a fail.
I'm alive still.
Damn it, he's still alive.
Success.
Two successes, two fails.
Two successes, two fails. The zombie will take 7 points of damage at the start of its turn. And we'll go to 63. It will try and escape. Which it can try and do. Oh, yeah, it starts pulling. It pulls itself up onto the thing. It's just like, acid bad. Don't like it.
How is he still alive?
It's a really tough contract zombie. And he begins shuffling.
How dead does he look?
I mean, he's a zombie. He's dead the whole time.
How?
He's pretty melty, okay. But you don't know.
So is Aquamamba.
He will turn, and he will try and push... Fleur. I know he'll just hit Fleur. Oh, you watch as he basically goes boom, boom, Fleur. Blah,
oh, for God's sake!
What the hell?
It's gonna be an early miniseries ending.
Boomer.
Donk, donk. Well, no, we've still got Bertie.
It's a Bertie solo campaign to finish it off.
Yay, I want to kill everyone now.
Four more sessions of just Bertie and me.
Boomer, what are you doing?
Bertie and Waterdeep.
I'm gonna do another necklace.
Okay. Yeah.
No, because Fleur's right there, isn't she?
Okay. Right underneath his feet.
Also, if you moved up to heel,
let him
die. He's coming for me. I'm the last person alive.
That's true.
You don't have to be. All right, I got one more. I'll roll a success. I'll use all our dice.
That would only put you at zero, though.
Does
You'd
he look?
You'll be unconscious.
Okay. Yeah.
You need a natural 20 to come back as one HP.
That's true.
How melty does this guy look?
Super. He's undead. He's a zombie. No. He's a melted zombie.
I've got a flame projector.
He was dead before we saw him.
Or if I self-strength check him back into the acid.
What do we want?
I don't know. Guys, I don't know what to do. This could be the end for us.
It's your turn. What
should
you doing?
I save you? But then if I medicine check him, will it bring him back to one?
Have you got any healing?
Where's my plus amp?
No.
No healing boost.
You lost them all when you threw yourself into the stupid hopper.
That sounds like something I would do.
How about you do a medicine check with like as many d6s as you can, heal me?
Yeah.
It doesn't heal medicine.
Nah, it should though. If we use enough of these dice.
Yeah, does it bring him back to one or to
That's why I'm just checking. Stabilizing a creature. Medicine check. Stable creature doesn't make death saving throw even though it has 0 hit points. No, you just stabilize it at 0.
Do you have any healing potions?
Me?
Because if you do, you could probably just give up his belt.
Check my equipment.
Yeah, what equipment do you have?
I mean, this is very metagamey at this point, but...
I mean, I would say Boomer would know if Aquamamba had potions.
No, I do not.
What are you doing, Boomer? Time to make a decision. No more floundering around.
Can I flame projector him, please?
You're going to move up. What's the rule for flame projector?
15-foot cone.
So you move up within 15 foot of him.
Flame projector. So you need to make a dex saving throw.
Oh, he's not very good at these.
The shambly boy.
Oh, yeah. Like four.
Nice. And then I do 2d6. I can't add dice to this, can I?
Nope, not for damage.
Six.
6 points of damage.
Is he dead?
Oh, by the way, when I hit him with the Great Club, my Great Club has poison damage on it.
Would have done nothing.
Okay. Can I use Nimble Escape to disengage?
Back, yeah. So you can move you're 15 foot away, and then you can move disengage 13 feet back. Mm. 30 feet back. So you are basically pressed up against this archway that it originally came out of. Aquamumba and Tugglebuck are like, you know, about 15 feet away, like in this room.
Can I drag?
And you're just like at the back. No, not with disengage. No, you just move back on your own. You're in self-preservation.
Ghostly head of Aquamumba saying, stay alive.
The creature just is like on fire. You can see it's on fire. You've actually ignited it. And it's just kind of like, rah, nearly finished.
Next to the ghost.
Great
head.
Deal.
I really like Yakuaba.
Oh, he's within afterlife.
Make adventuring great again.
Flo will make a death saving throw.
I'll tell you.
Oh, that's a success. Aquamumba.
Why don't you use
every time?
It's a success, I'm
success, you are currently stable. Zero hit points. Talk about.
I'm sticking by my unnecessarily angry rule. I've got two fails, two successes. I'm not using any dice because screw you guys. Oh, fuck! I'm dead.
The final breath. Of the keen newbie, Tugglebuck Candlecoop. Oh, he meant so well.
It's life. It's his body.
God. I feel a huge weight release.
Do you have any last words, Tugglebuck? It's like you kind of have this just brief moment of consciousness.
Aqua Mamba.
Boomer, it moves 30 feet. And that's it. It's 15 feet away from you and it's coming. It's got its arms outstretched. Goblin! Make a deal with me! Your life! I win!
It's not gonna let me just sign the contract? Or
I mean, you don't know. Like, so far, you guys have just attacked it and, like,
can I just
cast
say,
spell.
I absolutely have not done that.
You did say. Cast John Person! And then he hit you.
But even then.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Did he notice?
I don't know.
I'll sign the contract!
Great.
But he's still attacking, right?
Well, it's he moves up 30 feet. It's your turn. What do you do on your turn?
If I say I'll sign the contract, he's still looking like he's going to attack me, right?
It's got, like, loads of papers in its hand, and it's got its arms outstretched.
Can I sign the papers?
So you just take them and say, did you read them?
I just hurriedly...
You just sign them.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh,
so you sign them. And you're just like...
I'll be like, screw the lawyers. I'll do it. I'll do it for Aquamumba.
Great. And it just basically...
Can I nimble escape again and disengage some away from
you? So you're scooting around the room.
I'm just like, I don't want to be here.
Like, just like, as it's like slowly chasing you.
Yeah, but I've signed it.
Yeah, you've signed it. It's just like, great, now your soul is mine.
Oh,
and it just starts like chasing you around.
Rule number one, always read fine print.
But you can just basically, with nimble escape, you can just keep avoiding this thing and running in circles. So I guess I'll make a death saving throw for Fleur. She passes. We go to Aquamumba, who's stable but unconscious. We go back to the zombie who moves after you.
Don't I get a turn? Yeah.
You get a turn now, yeah.
Oh. Just keep throwing shit at him from around the room. Throw the cat picture at him. You can just keep throwing
bits. Come back here, you are mine now.
He's probably looking pretty damaged, isn't he?
I don't want to renegotiate. Oh. You're breaching contract.
Fucking lawyers, mate. I'm just going to, can I smack him with the great club?
So you move up to him and smack him with the great club?
Yeah, but I'm going to disengage again.
Okay, but then you'd only be 30 feet away from it.
I'll piss that then.
You've got 15 feet of safe space. You've got like 15 feet between you and it, and you're constantly keeping that space. And
what's the range with
fireball? Scooby-Doo.
You can throw it quite far, I think like 100 feet.
But then he'd get another death saving throw, wouldn't he? We'd be back to this whole freaking rigmarole again.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What about one of my bombs?
Sure, you can throw a bomb.
Okay.
You can lure it, like, because you've got the movement, you can, like, lure him away and throw a bomb.
I'm going to throw a bomb at him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But I still want to be, like, nimble escapee.
Okay. Yeah, no, you can do that. So make a ranged attack roll.
A ranged weapon. Plus 5.
Okay.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
Easily hits.
Yep.
Roll 2d6 of damage, I think.
2d6, but does Fury of the Small come into this?
You can add Fury of the Small, because I believe you can add it to a weapon
anything.
Attack.
Anything. Yeah, it says, like, when you do an attack.
Yeah, are you furious?
Yeah. I'm pretty furious. I'm pretty angry and small right now, and a little bit scared. I'll probably wet myself. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Like, you probably blow off, like, part of its arm. It's like, hey! I said no renegotiation! You signed!
Stop attacking me, mate!
Come back!
Pissing lawyers!
Chase is after you.
I need to see an animation of Boomer running from corridor to corridor with this zombie with a handful of contracts, like, walking
on. He's got one hand now.
Out in the corridor... You glance. I just rolled a natural 20 for Fleur's death saving throw. I like spat loads of spit. I rolled a 20 for Fleur's saving throw. Out of the corner of your eye, you see her open her eye. I rolled a natural 20, so she's at 1, and then she's going to take a shot and spend a grit point to do it with advantage. That's a hit. That's a normal hit. It's 10 plus 3. So you watch as, like, one of its legs is blown off as this bullet just... And it's like hopping now, like the Black Knight from Monty Python. Like,
hey!
Get back here!
You're supposed to be dead!
What voice is that? That's like... It reminds me of a character from The Simpsons.
Simpsons?
Yeah.
Aquamumba, you're unconscious. Togglebuck is dead. The zombie is chasing after Boomer. Boomer, it's okay.
I've got another bomb.
Sure, for it.
I'm just going to bomb him again.
Keep bombing.
Was my soul not sufficient for the deal?
No. You didn't sign it.
Damn it. Wait, if I did?
Yeah.
Oh, for...
Yeah, you'd have a soul. Job done.
And he would have left.
I mean, all Boomer has to do is die now.
18.
18 hits. 2d6 damage.
6, 8.
8 points.
Come
you
on!
Watch as it's through. How do you like shove it down its mouth? Do you want to throw it in its chest?
Just throw it in the chest cavity.
Okay, you like slam it in the chest cavity. Dive for cover.
Nimble escape again.
As you just hit, you hear her like, no, contract's void. And covers the entire room in gore.
Take that, you pissing lawyer! Fuck you! And can I immediately run over and try and...
I mean, Aquamember is breathing. You can see that he is alive, just unconscious. Oh. As you begin and you hear, like, Fleur limping her way over, you hear the voice from the grate kind of crackle back to life. Congratulations! Our contract negotiator appears to have been killed, resulting in a pass by default. You have now completed the ISTAR program, and your score has been recorded. Your application will now be on file, and you will be contacted with any employment opportunities as soon as they become available. If you would like to improve your score and gain access to more lucrative intern opportunities, you are welcome to return to the entrance and try again.
Let me out.
The exit has now been opened. On behalf of Omen Dran, CEO of Acquisitions Incorporated, we'd like to thank you for your time and interest. And you see the portal spring to life. Leading back out into the alley from where you entered.
I guess, can I track Aquamumba?
Yep. Roll a d4 for me, Trot.
Sure, I'll do that. Got it. 4.
So without healing, it takes you 4 hours to wake up. So Boomer and Fleur drag you. Do you leave the body of Togglebug?
I guess we'll...
Fleur just is happy to leave it there.
I'll just shut your eyes, tug your little turtleneck down so you cover your modesty.
Oh, I keep that at least.
I'm like, yeah. Solves, mate.
Put him in the acid.
Pass me the acid.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like Fleur is happy to just,
yeah,
like,
we'll just salute.
Just, like, slowly. Like the turtleneck. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. This little gnome body just slowly melts away.
Then his eyes open.
He was alive the whole time.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Can
he's
I
dead.
Please have a long rest?
What a mess.
You are met at the outside of the alley by a carriage, which has instructions to return you to Waterdeep Keep to provide you with the means for rest. A cleric is brought and heals you all back to full. You awaken in a beautiful elven palace with bedsheets rolled up to you. At the edge of your bed is an old wizard with a grey beard. Welcome back.
I keep having these dreams that I get accepted by the Harpers to do another crazy task, but this time I got given an oath and a horrible goblin and a sort of elvish.
I'm afraid that that is no dream.
And then I'm
in a double bed. Run in and jump on the bed.
Oh, Aquaman, you're alive, Mike! You're alive!
Aquaman, no!
Oh, I thought you were dead, sir!
I want to be dead! I want to die!
I love you!
I want to die! No!
Dumbest reference.
I quite like that.
It's great. Well done.
It doesn't take long. It appears that Fleur has decided to take an extended rest. But Aquamumba, in the doorway, a shadow soon looms as you look over, and Bertie is stood there, happy as can be.
Oh, hey!
He's got a fancy helmet, a big long stick engraved with spiders,
and
a pair
of stuff.
Winged boots.
Hey, look what I got! Hey!
Bertie, you fucking bastard! I'm just gonna run over and just throw myself on
you. Hey, Boomer!
Oh, Bertie! Oh, I'm so happy to see you, mate!
You managed to lock one of them up! Now you're both free!
Huh?
And we're not. I'm not dead!
No.
It's
unless
that
you
candle,
are.
Candle Coop. Is he dead?
Oh, yeah, we tossed his body in the acid.
Oh, good.
He sounds like a nice guy.
It seems that you have all recovered from your injuries, and I have been instructed by the Silverhand to present you with a number of treasures to choose from as your reward.
For what?
For your completion of the mission.
Yep.
Your friend Fleur has given us a detailed account of what occurred.
Okay, give me the dough.
You have a choice. Your friend Fleur has already chosen her item, a cloak of Arachnida. These items I present to all of you. It seems that Mr. Candlecoop had some last wishes, and we believe that you should take his share. So you may select one item each, and then an additional item.
Oh, he does.
We present to you a number of options. You have a ring of the ram.
Very fancy.
A necklace of adaptation.
Doesn't really go with my
Mace
suit.
Of Terror.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Gauntlets of Ogre Power.
Fancy.
Sweet.
A marble elephant figurine of wondrous power.
Interesting.
And a chime of opening. I, as a grand wizard, can tell you what all of these things do, if you so require.
Yes.
Which one are you interested in?
All of them.
No, pick one, please.
Why show all of them?
So you can choose one and then I'll tell you about it.
I've already forgotten what the first one was.
Oh, fine. Okay, you can have a look. Here you go.
Thank you. It's a good thing.
I've got them presented on these little labels. Cards.
Mace of Terror.
I mean, don't read the back. I'll tell you what in that.
Oh,
was it?
It's fine. You can use it to frighten foes around you.
Well, Bertie doesn't need that. Do you want it?
What, frighten people?
Yeah.
I like to think I'm pretty frightening as I am. I mean, I threatened that child.
All right.
Pissed himself.
What's this one?
The necklace of adaptation. The wearer finds themselves able to breathe in any circumstance, and they have several resistances against noxious fumes and spells of the light.
If he farts, you can survive.
I quite like the sound of that, yeah.
What about this, the Ring of the Ram?
The Ring of the Ram. The wearer can project powerful telekinetic force to ram and shove their opponents. You wish for the Ring of the Ram.
It's on.
Then keep this. This is your information.
Look how badass I look.
Okay.
I'm going to put it on my married finger just in case people start asking
questions. Wow, there. You have chosen the Ring of the Ram.
Because of how popular I am, I often get flirted with. And I'm like, I'm on a mission. I can't cloud my judgment. I'm not interested. I'm a solo guy.
What are you interested
ring
in?
Ring finger.
Goblin friend.
This little figurine of the elephant looks kind of cute.
You wish the marble elephant.
What does it do?
You can use it to transform the figurine into a real elephant.
A real elephant?
However, it only works once a week.
Oh.
Doesn't sound that wondrous to me.
What about this child?
It turns into a fucking elephant. Whoa, that's a pretty big deer.
I like you.
What Thank about, you.
What about this chime
I'm
of opening?
I'm terribly mysterious.
I mean...
This chime of opening.
You can use it to open things.
Anything?
Yes, anything that is locked.
Even a vault?
That's really got the top.
I like the sound.
Into a fucking elephant. As wondrous as can be.
You're going to take the chime.
I like
open.
The sound of opening things.
All right. Well, you have one more choice on behalf of young Master Candlecoop.
He did say leave
elephant,
everything to me.
Elephant. Elephant.
Right? No, he didn't. No.
Elephant.
We simply believe that you should take his share.
I am the leader.
Elephant.
Elephant.
Very well, you may take the figurine of wondrous power. It turns into a large elephant.
I've always wanted
to. But I'm not going to use it, I'm joking. It's funny, though. You're all laughing. Birdie's laughing.
Hey, I lost you all at, hey, it's Birdie.
Why did you get out of prison?
Why?
Not how, why?
What do you mean? I got out.
Why?
I walked out the door. Well, actually, that's not true. I walked
so
out.
So you've broken out of prison?
What? No, I used this thing. I'm pointing at my helmet. It does like a thing.
Doesn't matter how you get out of prison, you've broken out of prison. Now the law's on our ass.
No, it is fine, Master Mumba. As the agreement was for the Silverhand's assistance in retrieving Mr. Bertrand from prison...
What?
It seems that that was the agreement you made originally.
Ah.
We are willing to waive his escape attempt.
How did we get all those things?
Found them.
Where?
In a chest.
Where was the chest in the prison?
Yeah.
No, where?
No, yeah, it was.
No, where?
In the prison.
Where in the prison?
Oh, around the back. The prison was huge, okay? Like, I was doing my thing, met a couple people, like a screaming toad thing.
What?
Huh? Oh, and I just found these things and boom.
We've met this toad. Have we not? No, we haven't.
No,
that was a dream.
No, you haven't.
Was there anyone?
Dreaming.
Was there anyone guarding this chest?
Am I awake?
No.
Where am I?
I blew up a wall.
And that's how you got out? You blew up a wall?
And then found these things.
And there's structural damage?
Maybe.
Are we going to be along with that Bill?
Bill? Who's Bill?
He's back. He's back.
He's back.
I'm back, hey.
Now that Mr. Bertrand has been returned to you, I'm also been told to give you some information regarding your prize, this construct with a stone, I believe.
Yes.
It was last seen. We did some digging around after you left.
Extremely aggressive. Couldn't even get near it.
Well, it seems to have made its way to the docks ward, where it was seen entering the carnival of the Sea Maidens Fair. We're not sure. We believe it to have boarded one of the two ships docked at the harbour, the Heartbreaker or the Hellraiser. The other ship that is part of the Sea Maidens Fair, the Eyecatcher, is anchored out in the harbour itself, and we do not believe it has made its way across there. So we believe that is your best place to begin looking for your missing construct, asking round where it may be.
Very well.
That fella from the bar said he could get me in.
Which one?
Mert.
Mert Moneylender. Quite the prominent figure in Waterdeep, my goblin friend.
Yeah, we're buds.
Good.
Best buds.
An excellent friend to have.
Well, let's go.
Ah, excellent.
And one more treasure.
Well, there'll be more
money.
I believe that there is an agreement that if you recover this prize, there is an award waiting for you.
Absolutely.
Well, good luck, my young adventuring friend.
You can see his red robes, this long grey beard. He puts on like a big pointy wizard red hat.
Well, do tell the Silverhand that it was a pleasure to work with her again. And if anybody asks, tell them... Elminster sent you, and then he vanishes.
Whoa.
Alright.
Hey, who's that guy?
I love how that name means nothing to you. people.
Not at all.
Who's that guy?
Elminster.
Who?
Santa Claus.
It did look a bit like Santa, actually.
Wow.
Put your like foot a out. Wizardy huh? Santa.
Put your foot out by the door. What? I bet he went invisible. He's just sneaking away.
With his winged boots?
God, it's already too late. He's already gone past you, probably.
Oh. Hey, did I tell you guys I was in prison?
Oh, let's go.
Oh, I missed you.
I missed you, too.
I feel like I'm third wheeling here. Can we go?
Yeah, let's go to the yawning portal and see if I can pick up Mert.
I just came from there. I just walked for like an hour.
Come on, buddy.
Oh, well, if you click your fingers.
Boy. Here we go. Good boy.
Wish. Well, Bertie, you don't need to walk there.
I don't.
I don't know. Would Bertie know?
I think what I'm going to do is like start walking out and then just... I'll slowly levitate. Like,
well, I was thinking the helm, but yeah, I guess like...
I'll just start flying.
Okay, so you watch. As you guys start exiting, you start walking along and Bertie just starts flying in the air.
Fine, like, I'll go.
And he's just... Woo. Get down here! Hey!
Whoa!
Hey, get down!
What do you mean?
Get down.
I don't know how. Aquamamba!
Floating away! You got a bop, buddy! You got a bop!
I don't get that reference!
You're full of gas!
I'm still, like, just floating towards the yawning portal.
It's just like,
doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I'll see you there!
Just like loads of kids like, ha-ha-ha, mummy, look at the floating man! Click your boots or something.
It's part of the parade!
Click your boots!
I can do that for 4 hours.
I'd just leave him.
It probably takes you 4 hours of just slowly rotating to reach the yawning portal. We are very dizzy by the time you get there.
I like slap against the window and like grind up.
Can I try and make a rudimentary lasso?
Sure, you got rope?
Just yeah. Like...
Yeah, sure. Yeah, give me a deck. Just make a straight deck.
Like someone
check.
Proposing. Yeah. I've always loved you.
19 plus.
So as you're flying by, Aquamander lassos your foot with a rope and he's now got you like a big balloon.
I'm just gonna wrap it around my wrist.
But you're probably like lifted enough, up.
Yeah, you're a tiny little like half thing. You're like, whoa! What a tie! So tight to my hand!
Floating through.
Boomer! Boomer, get in the way!
Boomer's just in hysterics!
Please!
He's just pulling this shit show in hysterics!
So, Boomer!
He's just like a halfling's on the road, mummy! Look!
Stop looking at me, kid! Damn it, I'm sore! Don't look at me! I'm gonna disguise self as a chair!
A chair tied onto a rope, just floating through the air.
Eventually, coming to rest, your boots probably run out like
4 hours
a little,
later.
Yeah, like near the yawning pool. You just slam into the ground.
Oh! Hey, that was pretty fun.
I hate you.
Oh, hey!
Says the chair.
I've got a sausage roll. I've just been enjoying the show.
No.
Just walking along, watching the entire thing,
eating food.
And yeah, you see the familiar yawning portal.
Oh, can I go inside?
Yeah, you can head inside. Dernan is there cleaning his glasses. You can see a few... it's the middle of the day, so there's not too many faces around. Just maybe a bard in the corner. But yeah, you don't see Mert.
No Mert.
No.
I'm just going to go in and Mert.
Dernan looks at you. He's like, he's not here.
Where's he gone?
I don't know. He does his own stuff.
Did he leave a note?
He's an important man.
Did he leave a message for good old Boomer?
Nope.
Well, we had a date.
Good old Boomer.
You saying he stood me up?
Yeah. Sorry.
Is Minsk around?
No, it's almost nearly empty. Apart from like a young band of adventurers, like level one adventurers. They're sitting in the corner like, we're going to go kill some rats. Yeah, that's it.
Don't know.
It is specifically in Dernan's character in the Waterdeep Dragon Heist adventure that he speaks in short, terse answers.
It wasn't even that, it was just.
Hey, you want Dernan to start talking like this?
Oh no.
Hey,
please.
It's Dernan from the Yawning Portal. No, I'm going to talk like this. It's Dernan now.
I'm so unwell.
He's played by Sylvester Stallone. He's got Sly's face, but he's got big buttons. Yeah, what do you want?
I want my date.
Zoe is not here.
I'm so feverish and unwell. I'm not sure if I'm actually here or if I'm just dreaming.
God. Oh.
You're right there, Tom.
Oh, God.
You know, he's probably gone on that sea maiden's fair. Everyone's...
Sort yourself out, mate.
Oh, my God. I don't know why. I don't know why we're
sea
doing this.
Sea maiden's fair, you say?
Probably. That's where a lot of people have been gone.
What's happened to your boys?
I don't know.
Well, we better piss off down to the barges then.
Yeah.
Everybody's going down there. They're getting prepared.
Yeah, I'm going. Bye.
Alright, bye.
Bye.
Gets back to cleaning his glasses.
If you see him, tell him Boom is sad.
Alright.
Swallow it.
Oh, that's Tom Hazel?
Mm-hmm.
Got a sea maiden's fair.
Delicious Rio.
Oh, good stuff.
Can we please go to the...
Yeah, you make your way down. It takes you probably like a couple of hours to make your way down to the harbour. The sea maiden's fair is... The sea maiden's fair is the name of the three ships that have brought this carnival to Waterdeep. And all along the docks, this kind of wooden quay, they've set up little stands, stores, there's circus tents. You can see that there are like wooden wagons with exotic animals, which people are admiring and looking at. Some of them are brought out and do little laps with their trainers and their handlers. You can see that there are lots of carnival folk around, all in brightly dressed outfits, jugglers, fire breathers, sword swallowers, all this kind of stuff, and they're all mingling around. There's a lot of male sailors around, which seem to be the actual crew for the Sea Maiden's Fair. Mm-hmm. There's also lots of carnival games, like knocking coconuts. You can see, like, tossing hoops on stuffed owlbears and all that kind of stuff.
Fishing ducks.
Yeah, fishing ducks. little, scoop the coin out the puddle with the paper thing.
What? That got classic. What the hell is that?
Scoop the coin out the puddle with the paper thing.
Yeah.
Have you not played that?
Hey, roll up. Scoop the coin out the puddle with the paper thing.
Literally all they say.
Bring your own paper.
We're running out. Keep it's getting like real
a
little, wet.
It's like a fan with like a paper circle and you got to scoop.
I've never seen
that. Never heard of this.
Never. It's an Essex thing.
It's a Waterdeep thing.
Yeah. It's a Waterdeep thing.
All right. What a fucking hoot. Having a great time. Hoops. Puddles.
And everywhere. And you can see around you lots of big floats are being constructed. And the floats are all sorts of manner of crazy things. Unicorns made from sort of like, plaster and built over kind of like wireframes. You can see that somebody's working on a model dragon costume, which actually has like a flamethrower in the mouth and can breathe fire. Oh. It has like leather wings. Somebody's made a large balloon shaped like a beholder.
Oh my God.
And out of the eye stalks are like magical lights. And they're working on all of these things.
Very impressive. Waste of time, but very impressive. Who would waste their time making a beholder balloon? You know?
Is that real?
It's not real.
Oh. I mean, it just looks good.
And that guy that did the dragon head thing.
Is that real?
If he made weapons or something, for me, way more valuable. What? Anyway, let's find your dude, Merc.
What boats did you say?
Hellraiser?
The Hellraiser and the...
And the Heartbreaker. So there's three ships, because you'd learnt this from Mert before anyway.
Yeah.
There's three ships in the Sea Maiden's Fair, the Heartbreaker and the Hellraiser, which are actually moored at the harbour. You can see crew coming in and going from them. It seems that they house the performers, the animals, a lot of the stands and goods and things like that. And then out about a couple of miles into the harbour itself, like on the water, is another ship, which you know is called the Eyecatcher. And that looks much, much fancier. It's got a really beautiful, elegant hull, engraved, all sorts of different eyes and beautiful women, kind of like gilded along the side, big open sails.
If I was Mert, I'd go for that one. I'd be in there.
I think it's invitation only, mate. That was my way in.
Why don't you just ask around, see if people know if Mert's in there.
Go on then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what? Who's
hey, Mert.
But then also, didn't they
start going around going Mert,
Mert?
There's like this kind of like scrappy looking farmer who's like frustratedly trying to win this ring toss game. He's like, here, hello,
are you Mert?
Yeah, I'm Mert.
Hey, I found Mert.
Do I know you?
You don't know this one?
That's a fucking goblin. No, I don't know it.
I give a big old smile.
Jesus bloody... No, that's not a real thing. By the gods!
You and me had a date, mate.
I don't know who the fuck you are, you tiny little monster bastard.
Oh, how dare you let me down like that.
What are you bloody talking about? And then this woman, like, is next to him. He's like, who's this goblin you're talking to? I don't know, love. I've never seen this goblin before in my life.
You're a merc, mate, there. Oh dear.
Why are you copying my voice?
You said you wanted to take me on a date.
I never bloody said that.
You were
going to
whine me and annoy me?
You're taking a goblin on a date. You said we were on a date. He's like, no, I am on a date with you. I've never seen this goblin in my life.
I think he's having you on, sweetheart.
Deception check.
Is this actually Mutt?
No. Natural 20 plus 6.
She just looks like, you bloody bat. She slaps him in front of everybody like, I never. My mum was right about you. You are a bastard. You're a goblin-loving bastard.
There, darling.
He's like, get the fuck away from me, goblin. He's like, no, love. He's
time
like,
to go, I think.
He looks at you. He's just like, you fucking, what are you doing?
Mert, you're being very mean to Boomer.
I don't know who Boomer is.
Shouldn't turn people down like that, mate. You shouldn't get my hopes up and then break my heart.
Why are you doing this to me? Why have you done that?
You said you were going to woo me, wine me and dine me and bring me flowers, and then this is how you treat me. You bring your other troll up to the bed.
I'm getting mad. I've lost my mind. What's going on? It's like, you like raised, like, oh, fine. Guards, I think I'm going crazy. Guard me up.
At this point, I'm off.
Yeah, you're just leaving. This man's like,
wanker.
Where'd she go? I spent months filming the Goat's Master here. He ran off thinks I love goblins. God's barred you from taking me.
Oh, I feel better now.
Let it to the fancy ship.
So the fancy ship is out of the water.
But yeah, like,
I've said that like three
also,
times.
Yeah, and also the wizard said that the construct was last seen on the other two ships.
Okay, I'm gonna head for the Hellraiser.
I swear to God, one day you will listen to me. Please, please.
I tried.
I try so hard every week.
I got really distracted by that.
Yeah, I know. Retain information. So you go to one of the other boats.
Hellraiser.
Okay. Yeah, so you make your way over to the Hellraiser.
They don't see the construct holding a stone.
A burly, fairly burly, hairy-looking man sort of stops you. Excuse me, sir. Where do you think you're going?
Inside.
I'm afraid that you can't just come on the ship, sir.
Look on your list.
I don't have a list for the ship.
We should.
Only crew is
then anybody
on the
could
ship.
Get in. What?
Yeah, I know. Only crew
I'm
is
I'm a
allowed.
Member of the crew. Look at the crew list.
He looks down at you. You are not on this crew, sir.
I am. Charm person.
You cast charm person?
Yeah, wisdom saving throw.
Oh, you are so fucking lucky. Yeah, his eyes seem to glaze over for a minute, and he's like, that's so strange. I don't,
Captain?
You want to speak to the captain?
No. You refer to me as the captain.
But you're not the captain.
No, I'm not. I'm kidding with your friend. I know. I'm always like
you're
this.
Such a crazy one.
All right, guys, come on. Let's load up.
No, friend, we can't bring them on the board.
They're my crew.
It's bad enough that I let you on.
But we're part of Zord Zardo's entourage.
Ah, friend, come on. No, I know that this is not true. You are not part of the crew.
Okay, I'll see you outside.
Freaking racist.
I almost had him.
Ah, this Joker.
All right, see you later.
My good friend.
Racist.
All right, you want to speak to the captain?
Yes, please.
All right, sure. Come on board.
All right.
Great. Ah, so good to see you, friend. You know, and he puts an arm around you. He's like,
actually, do you know where the toilets are?
What, on the ship?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to go levy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we, the downstairs.
All right, can you show me?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, see. Nice, yeah, nice, nice. Come with me.
All right, down here.
He's like, you know, friend. And as he gets you on the ship, he leads you up onto a little gangplank, takes you up on the ship. And you notice it's mainly like a male crew working. You can see several dockhands. A couple of them seem to be more senior, giving orders and that sort of thing. There's lots of supplies. There's a beautiful figurehead of a naked woman at the front of the ship. It looks almost like demonic, kind of has like a succubus kind of form, the Hellraiser kind of, you know, keeping with theme. And as he kind of brings you on and he starts taking you inside the ship and down the stairs, he's like, friend, you know, it's not often that we let, you know,
not people like you on board.
Oh, you're a very good friend of mine. I know. You know that.
I know. It's so good that you keep our secret there.
Yeah.
Very good.
Which is,
well, you know about who we really are.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
You know, my friend.
You know what? I kept it such a secret, I've forgotten.
Die, you play another prank on me.
Honestly, I got terrible memory.
He just puts his arm.
What if you're an imposter?
What do you mean?
What's the secret? So I gotta let you know that you're not an imposter.
What are you talking about? Come on, give me a persuasion, but with advantage, because you're he's charmed.
16 plus 5, says 21, 26, with 29.
It's like, you know, that we're not really sailors from Luskan, you know what I mean?
George,
you know, I can't dispel...
You're not an imposter!
I can't dispel the spell, you know, it's controlled, so I can't get
rid of
it.
Yeah.
You know?
Where is this bathroom?
Oh, it's this way. He's like, he points you down, he's like, oh, you just go down there, my friend, it's on the left, next door, the end of the pages. Yeah, oui.
Alright, knock him out.
Okay!
Cool!
You're on this ship, right?
Yep.
Is there anyone blocking our path now?
The ship, you could walk on it, but you can see that there are dozens of these sailors all working. And watching Aquamamba being led on by a member of their crew, they're keeping a very close eye on the rest of you. They're kind of watching the two of you very, very closely. Go ahead, make your attack roll.
Can I use sleep sting, actually, which is my sleep?
Sure can.
Ding.
Yep. So you...
Yeah.
Whoosh, washes over... where's my
5d8?
No, don't bother rolling.
Plus a billion.
Don't bother rolling.
I think he might be looking at a monster in particular.
What are the two of you doing while I look up about Charles Burson?
Trying to find our own way on?
Yeah, is there anyone blocking the...
So yeah, the gangplank, you could walk up it, but you would very quickly be, like, spotted and stopped by somebody.
Okay.
And there's not really any way to hide either, because it's just a gangplank up onto an open ship deck.
Is there any way to get into, like, windows in the side or anything?
There's not really windows, because there's a ship.
Portholes?
I mean, they do, but they're generally closed with glass. There's none that are open, certainly, that you can see. I'd say that from where you are, no, it doesn't look like there's anything open that would give you immediate access. Either you have to sneak your way on board or find some way to get through into the other part of the ship. Okay.
It's successful. He's asleep.
Yeah, the charm person doesn't get ended, actually, even if you... Oh, actually, this might be part of the charmed condition. No? Okay. Yeah.
So charmed and asleep.
So it's charmed. He's not asleep. The dust kind of... He's like, what are you doing,
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. My thing went off. It's in it. Let me take it out. Oh my god. How could I possibly do that to my dear friend?
What are you doing?
I'm just pulling out the sleep sting.
You should be more careful, friend.
I really should. Oh
lucky,
my god.
Lucky that sort of thing doesn't
work.
Yeah.
Push!
Make an attack roll. This is going to break the charm. No matter what, this is going to break the charm.
Is that with advantage as well, or?
No. I mean, yeah, actually, he's surprised, so yeah, it would be with advantage.
Can I use my Chime of Opening to open a porthole?
Yes, you could. You'd have to pick a specific one, but you could, yeah. What does it say on the Charm of Opening?
Point an object within 120 feet. A latch on the object opens unless the sound can't reach it.
A latch would open it, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the charm can be used.
What'd you get, Trot?
33.
33 definitely hits him. Boosh! Roll damage.
1d4 plus 4. I'm going to do flurry of blows as well.
Okay.
1, 5.
So 5 damage, and then you're going to hit him twice more with flurry of blows.
That's right.
Sure.
Oh boy.
Natural one, but I gotta...
Math.
22.
Still hits.
Plus 6, yeah.
Still hits. Damage.
5.
Okay.
Did second arm strike.
No, these aren't surprised anymore, are they?
No.
Okay, fine.
First one was surprised.
Surprise!
Samoosh! Yep, it's gonna hit.
Yep.
Blowy. 6.
Oh, just enough. So you punch him.
God, don't get down!
As you hit him, your fist kind of partially goes through his face, which is kind of these big blubbery jowls. And as the image, the illusion flickers, you see a dark-skinned, like black-skinned elf with pointed ears and white hair flickers for a moment, and then you just boom, boom, and he goes down cold.
Holy
now, are you
shit.
Killing him or are you knocking him out?
Knocking him out.
Okay, so he's unconscious.
I tie him up with my hempen rope.
Okay, so you tie him up. Gagging. Give me a dex check, just see how well you tie him up.
I mean, it's half an hour left, right? Yeah.
Spend all of them. Spend everything.
Do it.
I'm not going to take these for myself next time.
Good.
20.
I'll take half of them.
5.
Bad.
Okay.
Plus.
So how much?
4. 29.
Yeah, okay. So 29 on rope. Yeah, so you tie him up really quickly.
Put him in the bathroom. Lock it from the inside.
How are you going to lock it from the inside?
Do it really quickly.
Nope.
Major. Turn my head real quick and see my front of my face.
I feel like for you that is possible.
Wow!
If you turn half fast enough, your face...
Do you have the cantrip mage hand?
I yeah, you do.
Then you can mage.
Yes!
And then you can mage hand. So you lock him in the bathroom and you are now down in the bottom of this
pot. Disguise self as him.
Okay, yeah. So the top half of you is completely illusionary.
Yeah.
You're kind of having to use the illusion to like speak. But you can do it. So you make yourself look like this deckhand. Okay.
This big deckhand.
Sure.
I'm going to strut out.
Back so yeah, as you start going down the corner, you see another head kind of sticks their way down. Hey, what was all that noise?
You ignore it!
Where's the little... why was you bringing him on board?
He's got terrible bowels. He's got terrible bowels.
Okay. Just make sure, you know, don't...
He's an old friend of mine. Come on, I'll let him off immediately. Our secret won't get out.
All right, okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to tell the captain you brought him on board.
You're wasting my time.
Okay. Yeah. Meanwhile, so you... Pa-ting! And one of these portholes, probably near the kind of top half of the ship, probably near, like, the captain's quarters kind of thing, because it would be above water level, and it would be the easiest one to target with the chime. Just... opens up.
Okay.
But it's but if you kind of like now the people in the carnival would potentially see you if you try to jump across, but the people on the ship won't. Because you're kind of there working up on the ship, the porthole's here, the harbour is here, and then the carnival is all the way down.
Yeah.
Can I see into the porthole?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey Boomer, you trying to get in there?
Yeah.
Cool.
No.
I'm going to pick
her
up.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And
Bertie, we talked about this.
You appear in what appears to be a very stately ship, a captain's quarters. I now have to look up what's in the captain's
quarters. Oh, no.
If it's the captain, I'm going to be hella pissed.
You want to get in here?
It's a very opulent cabin's quarters. There are stylish purple drapes that cover large windows, which you've just popped through. To one side of a central pillar is a comfortable bed. Its oak headboard is carved to resemble a kraken. An oak dining table surrounded by 6 high-backed chairs rests on the opposite side. There is a glass-doored cabinet containing shelves and books, a wooden trunk with a padlock, and a small writing desk. Sat at which is a very well-dressed-looking merchant man. He turns to you with big bushy sideburns, looks at the two of you.
We just pop into existence.
Oh, we're both there.
Hey, it worked.
How curious. May I ask what you are doing teleporting onto my ship?
Oh, mate, I don't feel so well.
You're not going to feel much better, I'm afraid.
What?
With a click of his fingers, he turns invisible.
Oh, he did the same thing as me.
Buddy, yeah. Get us out of here now.
We're all initiative. We might as well, Aquamamba.
Okay.
I hate you, Tom Hazel.
Cocked.
I love this.
So much.
You did heal up to 4, just in case anybody was wondering.
I don't want
to
fight again. Long rest, yeah. But Boomer's not in a fighty mood.
Well, you just teleported into the captain.
I didn't ask for for it.
Well, I know you didn't, but it's happened. Bertie.
So I got...
An initiative.
14.
Boomer.
3.
Aquamamba.
12.
12. Okay. So, Bertie, you are going first. Look at you.
Look at you.
Look at me.
So cute.
Look at me.
Look at you.
Look at me. I mean... as far as I'm concerned, he just did the same thing I did.
Then again, Bertie doesn't know what it looks like to teleport.
But also he went invisible, so how do you know he teleported? He just went invisible.
That's what I mean. Would he know that that's what happens to him?
Would Bertie know much?
That's a good point.
Oh. Cool.
Did I have a chance to get off the Bertie, get me out of here?
I mean, yeah, I'd say that you did, yeah.
Well, in that case, I'm just going to walk.
So you go to leave through the door?
No, I'm going to walk towards like the desk and just look at it.
Okay, like, so you start looking
where
the desk.
He disappeared.
Okay.
I'm going to walk over there like, oh, cool.
Okay.
It's gone. Hey, Boomer. You just left.
No, he's still here, mate.
And that's the 6 seconds.
If I don't get you killed, I'm going to be amazed. I feel like... Me and Mark are on this side of the table as people actively working against you.
I mean, I'm not actively doing shit.
I mean, controlling the
enemy. I react to your mental crazy plans.
I'm going to lick your dice and hope you catch whatever it is I have.
Oh, we've already got it.
Yeah.
Really?
To be honest, if you can feel it, then you didn't get it from Kim today.
Yesterday.
Yeah, probably.
Thanks.
Okay, so you, Bertie, you feel something move away from you. So you've moved up to the desk and you're by the window. So you're kind of at the back of the captain's quarters and you've got this column in the middle and then Bertie's to one side. Bertie, you feel something move away from you towards the door and then you begin to hear the sizzle as the air begins to electrify.
Oh, God.
And a lightning bolt springs out of his invisible hand.
Wow.
Both of you, can you make dexterity saving throws, please?
With disadvantage.
Oh, fuck, I can use dice.
You idiot.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so dumb. What is wrong with me?
8.
Why am I still... Why do you let me play this?
20 there. So 31.
31. Thank you. I made a 31.
You made a 31. That's a success. You're still going to take half damage.
Cute.
I forgot about the dice and rolled a 2.
You're going to take full damage.
It's going to take a lot of dice to save
that. Can you hear the dice he's doing?
Oh, that's a real bad one. Oh, God. I don't think I've ever rolled like a fireball or a lightning bolt this well in my life. Oh.
Can you kill two characters in one session?
47 points of damage. So that's 23 to Boomer.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, wow.
That's absurd.
You hear this crackle and this blast of thunder. The window probably smashes as this force erupts outwards. Oh, fuck!
And I collapse.
Oh, you have,
what?
You're unconscious. Yeah. I love it. Boomer! I should point out, this guy is still invisible.
I give up.
I suggest that you put your weapons on the ground.
Can I wet myself a little bit?
Very well.
I give up and I put everything down. Okay. I'm just like...
Turn around, put yourself face down on the ground.
Okay, it's a bit damp here.
Do it.
I can fly.
And you feel like you feel another spell and something webs all of your body, like it kind of ties you up with thick webs. Here we go, Bertie, can you make me one death saving throw?
Can I still have my necklace on?
So as you're going down, do you want to try and hide that?
Yeah.
Sleight of hand check.
And the chime, maybe?
Yeah, sleight of hand check.
Natural 20.
Oh, my God. Okay. We'll come to you in a minute. You're on one.
That's hand. Like the fourth natural 20 I've
rolled
for death. You're
on one hit point.
17, 18.
28. 41.
41.
Okay, you can with...
Can I have the necklace and the chime of opening?
You can have one or the
other.
One
or the other. Charm of Opening.
So you secrete the Charm of Opening. Where are you going to hide it? Up the butt?
No, in my trousers.
Okay, in so you hide it in like your little goblin trousers.
Yeah.
Why was that the butt?
Up the butt.
That's where you hide stuff when you're being taken prisoner from Hazel.
Like standing in front of an invisible wizard dude, and he's just standing there like...
You can make it look like part of giving up somehow. That's the sleight of hand, right?
Part of giving up.
Presents.
You win.
So
go home,
Bertie.
Get out of here,
Bertie. You crack one eye open, and you can see this kind of invisible force wrapping Boomer up in these webs. You're on one hit point. What do you do? And Boomer's just given up. He's like, I give up. And then he's like getting webbed up.
So I respect someone who is stronger than me.
So I suppose I have some semblance of like, I can see sort of where he is then.
You can see this, yeah. Like webs coming out of vaguely where this person is. He is still invisible, so you'd still gain the benefits of invisibility. So you'd have disadvantage to attack rolls against him.
Boomer!
And I'm going to rage and just like slam towards him and just... massive punch.
Okay.
Big punch.
One big punch.
Great.
One punch.
And I'm going to roll a
lot. One punch!
I want to ice this dude. 18, like, million.
Yeah, you hit.
How much damage do I do again? Like, 20,000?
Five.
It's not far off. I think it's 1d6 and then plus your bonuses.
He's probably really OP as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm attacking with fucking A, aren't I?
So it's a D6.
Not fucking B.
But you do get your rage bonus. So.
D4 plus 6. So 8.
The strength is ridiculous.
I can't remember what rage gives me as well. Plus 2 melee damage. So 10 damage?
Okay. So you run up. You had disadvantage on that attack roll, by the way. But you rolled a bunch of extra dice. I can't imagine you're going to miss.
Yeah, even that's 14. Yeah.
So even that you just know where this invisible creature is, you swing fucking A. Wham! It connects. You hear, like, you see, like, some black-purple blood kind of spray out as you just hear the...
Your goblin friend appears to be a much smarter than you are.
And you are slammed by several magical missiles.
Shall I just go down?
What?
Yeah. I'm gonna roll it. I don't think I can do enough damage to completely KO you. No, I can't. So you are just down.
Yeah, okay.
Just stay down.
Huh?
Yeah. Boomer, you are picked up. Aquamamba, during all of this, you are currently at the bottom of the boat. What do you do?
Gonna wander towards the
south. Start making your way up. Okay.
Sneaking around corners and stuff.
Okay, so you sneak your way up. Boomer, you are just picked up. By this force. He shimmers back in and you see whatever illusion the kind of merchant you saw before has faded. And now you see a drow male with these kind of very pristine looking robes. The form wavers and the merchant sailor comes back. It's like it just comes back automatically. Like it was temporarily disabled and then it comes back. He hoists you over your shoulder. Your mouth is all gagged up with web as well. And he just tucks you under one arm. And just begins carrying you away, leaving Bertie there. Bertie, can you make 3 death saving throws for me? Well, basically keep making them until
success.
You either succeed or fail.
Cocked. Oh.
That was pretty cocked, dude. That literally
fell
the thing.
It landed on, so for context, it landed on one.
A groove.
Then, like,
it's like half
I mean,
in
it
a
has
groove
ended
well.
On 13.
It right? was in a groove.
Okay. Fine.
Roll it flat.
All right. I'm also going to add some dice because that scared me. So 6 with a... another 9 on top of that.
Yeah, so it's a success.
And then...
2 successes, add. 1 fail. Oh, wait, just 2 successes.
2 success.
Yeah.
So 3 successes.
Okay, 3 successes. So roll a d4 for me.
Okay. It's going to take me 2 hours.
So 2 hours. Okay.
Is all my stuff still in the room?
So it's currently webbed up on you.
Okay.
You are kind of taken downstairs. As you are basically... you see sunlight... but then very quickly are taken down below deck. Aquamamba, we'll say that you're kind of present as you hear a kind of like this voice like, hey, get a couple of these sailors together. This kind of captain figure with a kind of royal hat appears and several of them come together and one gesture is like, come on, the captain needs us.
Yes, yes.
He turns down and he deposits a webbed up Boomer
This goblin and Goliath teleported into my chambers. That is quite interesting. Take this one and go up and check the body of the larger one. See if it is dead or not. I left it bleeding out. If it is still alive, bring it down. We'll take them to Jarlaxar aboard the Eyecatcher. And then there's a sort amongst yourselves who is doing what. But some of you take this one down below and some of you take it to the
other. As soon as that person leaves, then I'll step in.
Okay.
Hey! Stand aside! This is my problem.
Who are you to be giving orders?
What?
Who are you to
be giving? It is my fault. And I feel responsible.
Oh, don't hear. They can't let the captain or
Jarlaxar. That's why I say after he left.
Okay. Right. Well, which one do you want to deal with? The one upstairs or this one?
You throw that one in the toilets or something.
Which one? This one? The goblin?
Yes.
All right, I deal with it.
I'll deal with the big one.
Okay. All right.
Big problem. Big responsibility.
Okay. So, Boomer, they kind of drag you to the side, and as Aquamamba leaves, they start just stabbing you with poisoned tips, and you kind of try and resist it, but eventually you just feel yourself fall asleep from the amount of poison they're putting in you. You are knocked unconscious. They take everything except your chime, so they basically strip your gear, they take absolutely everything away, and then you feel yourself... Yeah, they take everything. Everything except your charm of opening and your clothes. But you still keep the chime because you managed to find that. Yeah, they let you keep your clothes.
Oh, they keep them.
Yeah. You head upstairs, Aquamamba, and you see the captain is kind of on deck making a show of organizing more carnival activities. And he just gestures to the captain's quarters. It's like, the problem is in there.
Thank you.
You go inside and you find Bertie on the ground, big smoldering lightning bolt, like scorch mark on his chest.
Oi. Medicine check.
Yeah, you can make a medicine check. So you make the check, and it does look like, you know, he's alive, he's just unconscious.
What can I do?
He's alive.
I quite like this. I can't do anything. I'm just gonna start moving the body.
So you start trying to drag the body.
Is there a window?
There is a smashed window, yeah.
I'm huge, by the way.
Yeah, you're going to need to make some strength checks to try and move this guy.
You're tiny, by the way.
Yep. And you're trying to maintain an illusion as well.
Just slap him.
Yeah, no, it's just going to be strength checks. You're going to have to make strength checks to try and move him.
Yeah.
We got him.
Yeah. That's how you fix people being unconscious.
And outside the boat, at the window,
water.
don't.
Glad
don't.
You looked.
Bertie wouldn't have.
No, I can't lift him.
You say you're calling that out?
Yeah.
Okay, so a head kind of pokes in like, what's the matter?
I've just been given orders.
Right? Just move him.
Take him back to the port.
All right, just bring him down. No, we're going to take him downstairs.
I have received new orders.
Looks at you. Give me a deception check.
I don't want someone of this size on deck.
Deception check.
Rack it up, mate. Rack it up.
Oh, my God.
Do a me.
Wow.
That's what, like...
Do a Kim 10, Richards.
15 dice, jeez.
Bajillion.
Yeah. It's like, you're taking him back into the city?
Yes, he's very violent.
Okay, well, we should at least take his gear.
Oh, yes, I'll take his gear.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, what? You need my help for what?
Carry him.
Well, you can carry him on yourself.
I recently broke my arm.
Okay. So he takes one arm. Here's the problem. You're using disguise self.
Yeah.
You're like tiny halfling, disguising yourself as a tall human man.
Yeah.
Your arms aren't where the illusion's arms are, so how are you going to solve this problem? So you can make the illusion arms grab Bertie, but they've got no purchase.
I'm just going to pretend like I'm holding him up. When in reality, he's taking the entire weight.
He's holding one arm.
Oh, okay, so you're going to just try and put, like, an arm around him and be like, oh, he's so heavy, I can't lift him. Okay, give me a performance check. See how well you can kind of play this off.
You.
11 plus. Hold on. Performance. 14.
He looks, he's like, what are you doing? You're not doing anything. You're not helping.
I told you I have a broken arm. I'm doing as much as I can.
What's your spell save, DC?
That's a good question.
We're doomed.
It's 13.
So Hang on a minute. There's nothing fucking here. This is an illusion.
Yes, of course. I'm Alaskan.
He draws like a saber from his side. He's like, who the fuck are you?
Aquamamba.
I'm going to run. Where do you want to run? Like, so he's currently by the... He's blocking the front door that leads back onto the deck of the ship.
Disengage. Uh-huh. And use my ability as a monk. What's it called?
But where are you going to escape the room?
Out the window.
So you're going to go out the broken window into the water.
Aquamamba.
Okay, you just... you're like, hey, come back here! And you just dive in.
Fuck. Dun, 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 psh,
someday God. You'll swim.
Is this like a
sea snake? Yeah.
Full James Bond style. Dragonized.
So it is, as you dive under the water, you begin to see a form in the water way towards the ship. It appears almost like you think at first a great manta ray. But soon you see it's made of metal, with a glass front. A submarine is making its way towards the other boat as you just desperately manage to get down amongst some kelp. As you like hide, as this submarine pulls in, a small little hole on the bottom of the boat, like a hatch, it connects to the submarine. As it begins to open. As you see, Bertie and Boomer are both hauled aboard the submarine. You just about get some consciousness to see a very flamboyantly dressed drow man with an eye patch, a bejeweled eye patch, a long hat with a big peacock's feather. Look down.
Well, 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 what do we have here? I'd be very welcome to have some new guests aboard the eye catcher. Always fun to have guests of Jarlaxle Banray.
And that's where we're gonna pretty much finish up today.
So are you telling me him jumping off the boat worked? Kind of?
Yeah.
I knew where you were going.
How's the drow gonna... He's not gonna dive in after him like a lunatic. It's Aquamamba.
Yeah.
Aquamamba.
Aquamamba.
I can't believe you actually saw a submarine.
That's pretty cool. And that's in Waterdeep.
This is genuinely in the module.
That's
what
really
the
good.
Hell?
So the thing with this module, by the way, right, is there are four ways that you can run it. Like, it depends on the season you play in. So we're playing in autumn, which means that there is a specific villain, and this specific villain, Jarlaxle, has a fucking submarine.
That's cool.
And I was
oh
just like,
God.
That is the one I am running.
Yeah.
There's some really good other ones. The other ones are really, really cool. One of my favorite ones is, I think, Summer. Which is really fucking cool as well. But this one, I was like, fucking submarine, yeah. Wow. James Bond.
Of course.
Yes, please.
Holy crap.
So you are currently aboard, you are taken prisoner aboard Jarlaxle Benray's submarine.
Do I get a long rest?
No.
Long sleepy rest.
No.
Poisoning you.
Man, teleporting directly into the drow captain's quarters.
Thanks, mate. You're a real pal, friend. Yeah.
And encountering the drow mage captain.
How many d6 is lightning bolt?
So it's normally 8, but he cast it at 5th level, so it was 10.
10 d6.
I did 47 points of damage. I rolled so fucking well.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's a good thing.
I'm gonna give you a little something. You can all level up.
Hey!
Oh, wow.
That resets HP though, right?
Huh?
That resets HP.
No.
In a video game. In Final Fantasy. No.
Wow.
In Final Fantasy.
I gave you some magic items.
Okay.
Ring of the Ram.
I've not got them anymore. You took my elephant.
He's also gonna take all of Bertie's ones as well, I'm afraid.
No.
Hey, me again. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Remember to play Idle Champions to help us out in future episodes, and remember to review us on iTunes. We'll be back next Friday for the next episode of A Rogue's Gambit. See you then.